the depth of our hearts, because Him alone is worthy, as we lift up our voices of appreciation, saying, Father, we thank you for seeing a bright and new day. Father, we have returned this morning to celebrate your faithfulness. Somebody lift up your voice. Celebrate the King of Kings. Celebrate the Lord of Lords. Celebrate the God that answered by fire. Celebrate the God of Shiloh. Let's give him praise this morning with understanding. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Because him alone is worthy for the wonders of his visitation. Let's give all glory back to him. Father, we celebrate you, Lord, for the signs and wonders, for the multitudes of men and women you have gathered unto yourself, for the impact of the word. To you alone be all the glory. Celebrate him this morning. Lift up your voices. Lift up your hands. Lift up your voices. Celebrate him. Give him thanks. Father, we thank you. Jesus, we give you praise, for it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. Father, we have returned this morning, just like that one leper, to do that which is needful for your visitation again, in the name of Jesus. Let's lift up the covenant hour of prayer into the hands of God. Let's welcome the Holy Spirit upon these holy hills. Cause him to saturate his presence upon this mountain of voices, upon this mountain of encounters, because you've not called the seed of Jacob to seek you in vain. That's why we are convinced this morning that your word shall come expressly. I'm leaving this mountain a changed person. I'm leaving this mountain imparted. I'm leaving this mountain with answers to my expectation this morning, and the name of God be glorified. Father, we thank you. Jesus, we give you all the praise. Lift up your holy hands. Wave it to the King of Kings. He has heard us. Father, we thank you. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Let's give Jesus a big hand of praise this morning as we welcome the praise team. Hallelujah.
All the glory must be to the Lord, for he is worthy of our praise. No man on earth should give glory to himself. All the glory must be to the Lord. All the glory must be to the Lord, for he's worthy of our praise. No man, no man, no man on earth,
no man, no man, on earth,
no man on earth
should give glory to himself.
Sing of the glory. Glory, glory must be to the Lord. Oh, no man on earth should give glory to himself. All the glory must be to the Lord.
The glory.
Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Ha. All we have to say is thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
All we
all
have,
we
to,
have
say.
To say is thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh. All we have to say is thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And I thank you, Lord. All I have to say is thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All I have to say is thank you, Lord.
For your faithfulness, I thank you and I give you all my praise. Oh. All I have to say is thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes. For your loving kindness, I thank you all the praise. All I have to say is thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. All I have to say is thank you, Lord.
Ha. What shall you say unto a God? Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
For his faithfulness, what shall you say?
All I have to say,
yes.
Thank you, Lord.
For his loving kindness over your life, what shall you say?
All I have to say,
yes.
Thank you, Lord.
For his loving kindness, what shall you say?
All I have to say, thank you, Lord.
For provision, for protection, what shall you say?
All I have to say, thank you, Lord.
For the testimonies you receive, what shall you say?
All I have to say,
yes.
Thank you, Lord.
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 Somebody call him, everybody gets your father, everybody
gets.
Yes.
Somebody call him,
everybody gets your father, everybody gets. Call him Ebubedike, glorious warrior, Ebubedike. Yes. Somebody call him Ebubedike, mighty one in battle, Ebubedike. Yes. Somebody call him Ebubedike, faithful father, Ebubedike. Yes. Somebody call him Ebubedike, give him the praise, Ebubedike. Yes. Oh, somebody call him. Somebody call him. I call him. You call him. Everybody call him. Somebody call him. Hebubedike. Glorious warrior. Hebubedike. Mighty one in battle. Hebubedike. Faithful father. Hebubedike. Give him the price. Hebubedike. 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 Somebody call him, everybody gets your father, everybody gets. Hey, Jehovah, everybody gets.
Celebrate Jesus with a big, big hand of praise. And please be seated in God's presence. It is my year of breaking limits. It is my year of breaking limits. We are rising to commence our intercession this morning with this prayer line. Father, thank you for drafting abiding multitudes into our services yesterday, and for granting every worshiper an encounter by your word. Let your amen break limits. Psalms 118 verse 23, this is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. Let's rise with a joyful heart this morning and give thanks to God, saying, Father, thank you for drafting abiding multitudes into our services yesterday, and for granting every worshiper an encounter by your word. This is what the Lord has done, and it is marvelous in our eyes. For this, let's lift up our voices this morning. Lift up our hands and glorify him, magnify him, celebrate him. Thanksgiving is the will of God. Let it be done this morning. Father, thank you for drafting abiding multitudes into our services yesterday. We give you glory for bringing them from far and near into our services yesterday, and for granting every worshiper an encounter by your word. This is your testimony. Lift your voice. You are thanking God for yourself, and you are thanking God for the church. Our Father and our God, thank you for drafting abiding multitudes into our services yesterday, and for granting every worshiper an encounter by your word. Remember, not one can come. Not even you can come except the hand of the Lord draws you. Therefore, lift your voice and acknowledge him this morning. Thank him for drafting abiding multitudes into our services yesterday, and for granting every worshiper an encounter by his word. Encounter by his word. Experience of a lifetime by his word. Somebody is thankful this morning. Somebody is joyful this morning. Lift your voice some more. Thank him with fervency. Our Father, thank you for drafting abiding multitudes into our services yesterday, and for granting every worshiper an encounter by your word. His word came powerfully. His word set us free. His word tried us, and his word changed our story. Therefore, with a grateful heart and with a joyful spirit, return with thanksgiving this morning. Lifting up holy voices and holy hands, let's give him thanks, saying, Father, thank you for drafting abiding multitudes into our services yesterday. We thank you for granting every worshiper an encounter by your word. This is your doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Our Father and our God, thank you for drafting abiding multitudes into our services yesterday. And thank you for granting every worshiper an encounter by your word. What he does not reveal, no one can receive. Therefore, lift up your voice and give thanks to God. He demands it. He deserves it. He delights in our thanksgiving. Therefore, with a joyful heart, we are saying, Father, thank you for drafting abiding multitudes into our services yesterday, and for granting every worshiper an encounter by your word. Out of them shall proceed thanksgiving, and the voice of them that make merry. Lift your voice, therefore, and with fervency, give him thanks. Well, from the depth of your spirit, you can thank him in the spirit. You can thank him in your understanding. Everyone glorify him this morning. Abrando Shaya Dagaba Ediazaga Gagantana Abruala Tialia Glagarantana Lerwali Bante Edazizantana Babro Shanteya Igluruda Baba Banta Ababolotonde Iliagabam Barantonante Eliada Garantano O Shababam Bradia Garantinto O Pambendia Lirante Lerushia Gagangambrunta Ebambrandala Sontandele Ebrondala Bradia Zakata Ashangla Bragubante Niana. Are you lifting up holy hands? Are you waving your hands to God this morning? Are you joyful and thankful? Father, we give you thanks for drafting abiding multitudes into our services yesterday, and for granting every worshiper an encounter by your word. Only you can do this. We give you glory for it. Malo Tabrani, Ilaga Bantana, Adiala Zuntam Brandeliante, Eshogo Bam Prandeliantanada, Aglogo Bam Prandiala Tante, Eliaza Glopanagante. We give you glory, Lord. We celebrate you, Father. In Jesus' awesome name, we have given thanks. Give Jesus a big hand of praise, and please be seated in God's presence.
It is my year of breaking limits. This morning again, we'll be rising up shortly to pray, saying, Father, thank you for the successful takeoff of the first phase of our church planting mandate for the year across various cities of Nigeria yesterday. In Psalm chapter 127 and verse 1, he said, except the Lord build a house, they labor in vain that builds it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman wicked but in vain. Let's rise on our feet this morning as we thank the Lord deeply from the depth of our heart, saying, Father, thank you for the successful takeoff of the first phase of our church planting mandate for the year across various cities of Nigeria yesterday. Is somebody grateful to God? Lift up your voice, lift up your hands, appreciate Him this morning. Our Father, we have come with a heart of gratitude for the successful takeoff of the first phase of our church planting mandate for the year across the various cities of Nigeria yesterday. Is somebody truly grateful? Lift up your voice this morning. Appreciate the builder of His house. Lift up your voice. Father, thank You for the successful takeoff of the first phase of our church planting mandate for the year across the various cities of Nigeria yesterday. Yesterday, Lord, thank You. Thank You for the successful takeoff of the first phase of our church planting mandate for the year across the various cities of Nigeria. Is somebody still thanking Him? Except the Lord build a house, the labor that builds it. Are you thanking the builder of His house? Lift up your voice this morning. Appreciate Him deeply. Thank Him from the depth of your heart. Be passionate in your appreciation this morning. Father, thank You for the successful takeoff of the first phase of our church planting mandate for the year across the various cities of Nigeria. Is somebody still thanking Him? You can thank Him in understanding, and you can thank Him in the Holy Ghost. Father, thank You for the successful takeoff of the first phase of our church planting mandate for the year across the various cities of Nigeria yesterday. Thank Him from the depth of your heart. Thank Him in your understanding, and equally thank Him in the Holy Ghost. Father, we have come this morning with a heart of gratitude, appreciating You for the successful takeoff of the first phase of our church planting mandate for the year across the various cities of Nigeria yesterday. You said it, and here we are thanking You because you have seen the successful takeoff even of the first phase of the church planted mandate for the year. What a wonderful God You are. What a mighty God You are. Who saith it and it come to pass except the Lord commands it? Is somebody grateful this morning? You can thank Him in the Holy Ghost. You can thank Him in your understanding. Lekosaniano santa posiane garabo. Nembrada aposaka le prate andoka. Heado shate la brodo. Ande shata le bradiabo. Basade ekoloko dam bradialo shande galobada. Nakade ikasunta da galoba. Ate kosanda. Father, thank You for the successful takeoff of the first phase of our church planting mandate for the year across the various cities in Nigeria. Lord, not unto us, but unto Thy name, we give You glory. Unto Thy name, we give You honor. Is somebody thanking Him right now in the Holy Ghost? Brata takosandi alaba, nezuzi ekosozi alaba, neyadoza. Now lift up your hands, appreciate Him again. Give Him glory, give Him honor. Because it is done in Jesus' wonderful name, we have given thanks. Please be seated and give the Lord a big hand of praise.
It is my year of breaking limits. In a moment again, we shall rise to pray. And this time we're saying, Father, destroy the gates of hell that may resist the influx of breaking limit order of growth in this church this year. Matthew chapter 16 and verse 18. Jesus speaking, He said, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Please join me, rise to your feet this morning. Lift up your voices as we engage, saying, Father, we destroy the gates of hell that may resist the influx of breaking limit order of growth in this church even this year. Lift up your voice and let's pray together this morning. Let's engage our hearts in this line of intercession. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we destroy the gates of hell that may want to resist, we destroy the gates of hell that may want to stand against the breaking limit order of growth ordained for this church, even this year. Lift up your voice. Ensure you are praying with fervency. Ensure you are praying a prayer that must be answered. We are making a demand with faith in our hearts, asking the Father to destroy the gates of hell, to destroy every satanic gang up, to come against every plan and counsel of the adversary, against the breaking limit order of church growth ordained for this commission, even this year. Lift up your voice and pray with passion this morning. Engage the fervency of your spirit in this line of intercession. Jesus has declared he will build this church, and the gates of hell can do nothing against it. Therefore, on the authority of your word, we declare this morning, Father, destroy every gate of hell that may want to resist, that may want to stand against the influx of breaking limit order of church growth ordained for us as a commission, even globally, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lift up your voice. Ensure you are praying with passion. You are praying with faith and absolute confidence in the word of God. This church will keep enlarging. This church will keep expanding. Jesus, build your church. Jesus, advance your cause. Jesus, expand your work. That's our line of intercession. Even this morning, we are praying, asking the Father to destroy the gates of hell that may want to resist, the influx of breaking limit, influx of multitudes, the kind we have never seen, the dimension we have never experienced as a people. In the name of Jesus Christ, lift up your voice. Engage the authority of faith. We are taking authority over every move of hell against the continuous growth of this church. For it is written, surely they will gather, but not by me. Therefore, every satanic gathering against the growth of this church, we cancel them out by the authority of the word of God. Lift up your voices. Father, we destroy the gates of hell that may be out to resist the continuous growth, the breaking limit influx of multitudes ordained for us as a commission. Every location under this liberation mandate is experiencing supernatural dimension of church growth, the kind we have never seen. Every location experiencing breaking limit order of church growth, in the name of Jesus Christ. Therefore, Father, we decree, destroy the gates of hell that may want to resist the influx of breaking limit order of church growth ordained for us this year. Lift up your hands if you will. Let's together thank this good God. He has heard us again this morning, and he has answered our intercession. Thank you, precious Father. Blessed be your holy name, in Jesus' matchless name. Celebrate Jesus with a big clap this morning, and please be seated.
It's my year of breaking limits. Shortly we will rise to pray, and when we rise, we'll be saying, Father, we decree the release of reaper angels to our harvest field, compelling the influx of abiding multitude through the ongoing Operation 10 for Christ 2020. Matthew 13 and 39, the enemy that sowed them is the devil, the harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. Please rise up on your feet as we lift up our voice to pray. Father, we decree release of reaper angels to our harvest field, compelling the influx of abiding multitude through the ongoing Operation 10 for Christ 2020. Is someone lifting up his voice? Pray fervently, saying, Father, we decree the release of reaper angels. We decree the release of reaper angels to our harvest field, compelling the influx of abiding multitude through the ongoing Operation 10 for Christ 2020. Lift up your voice and let heaven register your voice of intercession this morning. Father, we decree the release of reaper angels to our harvest field. We decree the release of reaper angels to our harvest field, compelling the influx of abiding multitude through the ongoing Operation 10 for Christ 2020. Lift up your voice and let heaven register your voice of intercession this morning. Father, we decree the release of reaper angels. We decree the release of reaper angels to our harvest field, compelling the influx of abiding multitude through the ongoing Operation 10 for Christ 2020. Father, we decree and declare the release of reaper angels to our harvest field, compelling the influx of abiding multitude through the ongoing Operation 10 for Christ 2020. Lift up your voice. Let heaven register your voice of intercession this morning. Father, we decree the release of reaper angels to our harvest field, compelling the influx of abiding multitude through the ongoing Operation 10 for Christ 2020. Lift up your voice. Let heaven register your voice of intercession. Pray with fervency in the name of Jesus. Father, we decree the release of reaper angels to our harvest field, compelling the influx of abiding multitude through the ongoing Operation 10 for Christ 2020. Father, we decree the release of reaper angels, the release of reaper angels to our harvest field, compelling the influx of abiding multitude through the ongoing Operation 10 for Christ 2020. Lift up your voice. Let heaven register your voice of intercession. Pray with fervency. Pray in your understanding. You may as well pray in the Holy Ghost. Father, we decree the release. We decree the release of reaper angels to our harvest field, compelling the influx of abiding multitude through the ongoing Operation 10 for Christ 2020. Through the ongoing Operation 10 for Christ 2020. Father, we decree the release of reaper angels. We decree the release of the reaper angels. Father, we decree the release of reaper angels to our harvest field, compelling the influx of abiding multitude through the ongoing Operation 10 for Christ 2020. Pray in your understanding. You may as well pray in the Holy Ghost, but ensure that your heart is engaged. Lekobarados keliabaria, marosuse kete proliadaba, maketom breliata, ekobalusete brelia, rekosuse kande brolia, merosuse kete breliata, makobrelosuse, ekobraliata kalibadia, rosuse kete broliakada, merosuse katambraliadaba. Father, we decree the release of reaper angels to our harvest field, compelling the influx of abiding multitude through the ongoing Operation 10 for Christ 2020. Lift up your hands, give him thanks. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Put those wonderful hands together for Jesus, and please, you may take your seat.
It is my year of breaking limits. In a moment, we shall be rising up again to pray, saying, Father, grant supernatural wisdom to our leaders at all levels this year, resulting in breaking limit order of growth. Can I hear the loudest? Amen. Proverbs chapter 24, from verse 3 to 5 says, true wisdom is an house builded, and by understanding it is established, and by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. A wise man is strong, yeah. A man of knowledge increases strength. Please rise up to your feet with me. Lift up your voice as we pray for our leaders. Father, grant supernatural wisdom to our leaders at all levels this year. In this church, this year, resulting in breaking limit order of growth. Lift up your voice as you pray a prayer that must be answered. My Father and my God, grant supernatural wisdom to our leaders at all levels this year, in this church this year, resulting in breaking limit order of growth. Father, we pray, grant supernatural wisdom to our leaders at all levels in this church this year. Grant supernatural wisdom to our leaders at all levels in this church this year. Grant supernatural wisdom to our leaders at all levels in this church this year, resulting in breaking limit order of growth. Lift up your voice as you pray. Let the Lord hear the voice of your intercession. Let him hear the sound of your prayer. My Father and my God, grant supernatural wisdom to our leaders, supernatural insight to our leaders at all levels in this church this year, resulting in breaking limit order of growth. Resulting in breaking limit order of growth. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, grant supernatural wisdom to our leaders at all levels in this church this year. Grant supernatural wisdom to our leaders at all levels in this church this year, resulting in breaking limit order of church growth. Father, resulting in breaking limit order of church growth. Someone lift up your voice as you pray. Lift up your voice as you speak to your Father. Pray an answer expectant prayer. My Father and my God, grant supernatural wisdom. Grant supernatural wisdom to our leaders at all levels in this church this year, resulting in breaking limit order of growth. Resulting in breaking limit order of growth. Father, grant supernatural wisdom to our leaders at all levels. To our leaders at all levels. Father, we pray, grant supernatural wisdom to our leaders at all levels. Lift up your voice. Pray passionately. Pray from your heart. Pray believing God for answer. Father, grant supernatural wisdom to all our leaders at all levels in this church this year, resulting in breaking limit order of growth on every side. Lift up your voice as you pray. Lift up your voice as you speak to your Father. Pray in your understanding. Also make intercession in the spirit. Mapoke payadada, areke mayo, maprasia komalia, redede, apore baba, mashande gerere, shiamalobria, rankaskia tarobo, shandekeke, leprama kasianda yalaba, retemaba. Now lift up those hands in appreciation to God for answer to prayer. Wave those hands in appreciation. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we are praying. Put those hands together for the Lord, and please, you may be seated.
It is my year of breaking limit. It is time for personal supplication. We are going to be going before the Lord, presenting our matter before him, including the matter of the kingdom as a priority. In Jeremiah chapter 33 and verse 3, the scripture says, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and I will show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." Shall we be on our feet as we go before the Lord in the next few minutes that we have, presenting our matters and the matter of the kingdom as a priority before the Lord this morning. begin to magnify the name of the Lord, because whenever we call on him, he answers. This is the confidence we have, that when we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. Let's give him thanks and bless his name and magnify him for hearing us this morning, giving the glory. You can wave those hands to him in appreciation of every of your supplications that have been answered today. Father, we give you thanks. We bless your name. We magnify you. Glory be to the Lamb of God. You deserve all the glory. You deserve all the honor. In Jesus' wonderful name, we have prayed. Put those hands together for Jesus, and please, you may be seated.
It's my year of breaking limits. In this covenant of prayer, it's testimony time. Please, let's listen attentively to the following documented testimonies, and we shall be blessed as we do so. Number one, miracle job via kingdom advancement endeavors. Make it bigger for Jesus. For 3 years, I was out of job. However, when operation by all means was flagged off, I engaged in praying kingdom advancement prayers and soul winning. I also followed every instruction from the altar. On the 31st of July 2019, I saw a job advert. I applied and was scheduled for an interview the next day. When I got to the organization, I met 6 other people who had come to interview for the same position. Then I prayed and told God to prove himself if truly he sent Bishop David Oyedepo to liberate the world. I was the last to be called up for the interview. In less than 15 minutes, I was done and I was given the job. Bigger, 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 bigger. I return all the glory to God. Testifies Odunola Lanre Richard. Number 2, 10 years HIV positive turned negative via kingdom service. Amen. I was tested HIV positive since 2009. I started taking drugs in 2016 and I became very ill with low blood levels, short breath, swollen glands, kidney problems, headaches, arthritis, and other ailments. I joined this church 21st of September 2018, and I have never regretted since I joined. The theme of the month I joined was, I will restore health unto you. I keyed into it and was serving God day and night in the church. When operation by all means was flagged off by Papa, I dived into it, praying and going out to win souls day and night. I just decided to go for a checkup last week, and the result said, I am now HIV negative. Serving God, truly pleased. The testifier is Cynthia. Can you please rise on your feet, put your hands together in appreciation of this God who does breaking limit wonders.
Shall we lift our hands and voices to heaven and give thanks to God this morning for the testimonies that we have heard? In particular, these are the doings of the Lord and they are marvelous in our eyes. Let's give glory unto his name and praise. Let's give honor and adoration. Make sure your voice of gratitude is heard on high this morning as you give praise and honor unto the name of the Most High. Lift your voice and give him thanks. Lift your voice and give him praise. Lift your voice and give him glory. Thank him because this is his doing. It's marvelous in our eyes. God, who is giving breakthroughs to his people, miracle jobs on every side, turning HIV positive to negative, this is the hand of God at work. We cannot take it for granted. Make sure your voice of gratitude is heard on high. Don't mutter words, speak clearly to God this morning. Father, we have come this morning with voices of gratitude. We have come to give you the praise and the glory. Now also thank him for hearing your prayers and for answering you in your intercessions and your personal supplication, that God has heard you. He has granted your request. Will you give him thanks and give him praise? For this is the confidence that we have, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Are you giving him thanks? Because if we know that he hears us, then we are sure that our petitions are granted. Give him the glory due to him this morning. Father, thank you for the answers you have given to us on the altar of prayer. We have come to say thank you. We have come to glorify you. We have come to honor you and to celebrate you. Now begin to ask him to speak to you this morning. Lord, speak to me today. All the people gathered early in the morning for to hear him. We have come to hear directly from you this morning. Speak to us, O Lord, by your word. Speak to us, O Lord, by your word. Speak to us, O Lord, by your word. Let your word transform us and change us this morning. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Our Father, this morning we have come with gratitude for all that you have done. For the testimonies, we say thank you. For all of the prayers that you have heard and answered this morning, yet again, we say we are grateful. Lord, we are before you and your word, asking that you will speak to us again. By your word, let each one of us be transformed and changed. We give you the praise for it. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Somebody believe, say loud, amen. Give Jesus a big hand, and please, you may be seated in his presence. It is my year of breaking limits. Our line of exhortation for this week is captioned, Every Divine Agenda Delivers by Faith. Every divine agenda delivers by faith. When we talk about divine agenda, we are talking about the plan and purpose of God. And we are recognizing that every plan and purpose of God is executed on the platform of faith. If any man is going to work for God, then faith is a must. John chapter 6, verse 28 and 29, Jesus speaking, the Bible tells us that certain people came to meet Jesus and they said unto him, What shall we do that we may work the works of God? And Jesus answered and said unto them, This is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he had sent. In other words, without the faith factor being in place, no man can effectively work for God. Every work that God commands is a faith work. So it is not just a work of effort, but a work of faith. The Bible makes clear to us that we walk by faith and not by sight. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7. So any kind of association with God demands the force of faith. In Hebrews 11 verse 6, we are told, it said, For without faith it is impossible to please God, because he that cometh to God must first believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So clearly, according to scriptures, for anyone to please God, any work to please God, it must be of faith. Faith must be present. And it's important that we recognize this, because it is faith that makes the difference in the delivery of any divine task. Without faith, you will fall short of the mark that God has ordained for you. And I pray that for each one of us, our faith will come alive in this season. And as a result, none of us will fall short of the mark that God has for us in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody believe it, say louder, amen. Now, why is it that faith is vital and necessary? You must understand that it takes the hand of God to deliver any task. When God gives a task or an assignment, it will take his hand for it to be delivered. In 1 Kings chapter 8, in verse 15, the Bible tells us this. It said, That which you spake with your mouth unto David my father, he said, with his own hand he has fulfilled it. So it takes the hand of God to fulfill the plan of God. We find that repeated also in verse 24 of the same scripture. That which he speak with his mouth, his hand has also fulfilled it. So it will take the hand of God for any plan of God to be fulfilled. But it will take faith for God's hand to be released. The hand of God is activated by faith. In Isaiah chapter 53 verse 1, he said, Who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? So it will take faith for the arm of God, which fulfills the plan of God, to be revealed. Make no mistake about it. There is no personal experience that you have that will assist you in fulfilling the plan of God. What determines the fulfillment of the plan of God is the hand of God at work. He said, if his mouth spoke it, then it will take his hand to deliver it. That's why Paul the Apostle speaking, in the book of Ephesians 3:20, put it this way. It said, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that is at work in you. In other words, if you ask it, then it will be him to do it. If it is something that we are seeking to see done for the advancement of the kingdom of God, then it is clear that only the hand of God can be responsible for fulfilling it. And it will take our faith to see the hand of God activated on our behalf. Shout hallelujah. In Matthew 9, Jesus met two blind men. And the Bible tells us that they cried out to him, seeking that they may receive their sight. And between verse 27 and verse 29 of that scripture, the Bible said, Jesus asked them, do you believe that I'm able to do it? And they said, we believe. And he said, according to your faith, be it unto you. So it is faith that determines what the hand of God delivers on our behalf. The ability of God is inexhaustible, but the deliveries of God are limited by our faith. The ability of God is inexhaustible. God can do anything. God can do everything. But the deliveries of God are limited by our faith. So our faith is the limiting factor. And that is why if we want to grow our result, we must grow our faith. The capacity of your faith determines the dimension of results that you are able to enjoy in your walk with God. Shout hallelujah. And that is why it's so important that we recognize the necessity of engaging the force of faith in bringing to the, you know, in seeing to the delivery of the plan of God. Now, God has spoken to us in this season, and he has given us an agenda, Operation 10 for Christ 2020. And that is that at the minimum, 10 souls are to be brought into, are to be brought to Christ and into his house within the period of this year. And that is very clearly outlined in scriptures when the Bible tells us that 10 men will take hold of the skirt of him that is a Jew and say, we'll go with you because God is with you. But for that result to be delivered and for each one to meet their benchmark, the force of faith is vital. Why? No man can come to me, Jesus said, except the Father draw. So it will take the hand of God to draw. And that hand of God that draws requires our faith. Because without faith, the hand of God cannot be activated on our behalf. That is why it becomes absolutely vital that you and I ensure that our faith is built up. Because it is the engagement of that faith that ultimately determines our results. My prayer is that no one here will fall short of the result that God has ordained for us in this season in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's also important for us to recognize that faith is important because every divine task always draws on divine backing for delivery. It draws on divine backing for delivery. If any plan of God will be fulfilled, it will require the backing of God. Isaiah chapter 14, verse 24 and verse 27. Isaiah 14, 24. It said, the Lord of hosts has sworn, saying, surely as I have thought, so shall it come to pass. And as I have proposed, so shall it stand. And verse 27, it said, the Lord of hosts has proposed, and who shall disannul it? He said, his hand is stretched out, and who shall turn it back? You see, the backing of God is the key to seeing the fulfillment of any plan of God. And that is why you and I must recognize that our faith is vital. Never try to fulfill divine plan in the energy of the flesh. The Bible said, it's not by power, it is not by might, but it's by my spirit, says the Lord. God's plan cannot be fulfilled by the energy of the flesh. It will always require the backing of God. The backing of God. In 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 24, the Bible makes us to understand there. It says there that faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. If he called, if he gave the plan, if he gave the purpose, he gave the agenda, then he's responsible for the fulfillment. That is why it is vital for us to activate his backing by faith. Don't try to do it on your own. Make sure you are engaging the force of faith. I've shared many times how that a number of years ago, we will go on outreach, and there was a woman that when we go out, by the time she comes back, and we are all looking at our list and so forth, every one of us goes, we win some souls, and then this woman will come, and she will have a long sheet of paper with the names of people front and back, and we go out the same time and come back the same time. So I was a bit concerned after a while. What is happening? How is it that this woman is getting all these people coming to Christ? And then we say everything that we know we are supposed to say. And then here comes our own result, and it cannot compare to this woman. So one day we went out on soul winning, and I decided I'm going to find out this woman's secret. There must be something she's saying that we are not yet saying. So I need to understand what it is. So I followed and I went around where she was. And I saw her talking to some people, so I slowed down and wanted to hear what she was saying. And she began to speak. And everything that she said, sincerely, none of it made any sense to me. I kept thinking there is no way these people are going to surrender to Christ. It is just totally impossible. So I decided I want to see the end of the matter. I stayed and I listened, and she spoke and spoke and spoke. And a few moments later, she said, "How many of you want to give your life to Christ?" And every one of them, about six of them surrounding her, in just about 3 minutes of saying things that didn't make any sense to me, "How many of you want to give your life to Christ?" All six of them lifted up their hands, prayed the sinner's prayer, and then were led to Christ on the spot. I went back highly confused. What is this? What she says, if it was me, I would not be born again on the basis of that. So how come these six people are born again on the basis of something that seemed not to make any sense? And then I discovered what makes the difference is not the clarity of your language, but the backing behind you. When God backs your words, the hearts of men are pricked. The Bible said Peter spoke, and after he spoke, the hearts of those men were pricked. Do you know Peter never made an altar call in Acts chapter 2? They themselves came to the altar and asked themselves, "What, men and brethren, what shall we do? We can see that the case is very bad. What will we do now?" And every one of them, 3,000, were led to Christ on the spot. Why? Because of the backing of God. That's what faith does. It secures God's backing and delivers unusual results. For each one of us, that will be our experience. As we go forth in faith, the backing of God shall be evident, and the results that are deemed supernatural shall be delivered in our hands in the name of Jesus. Somebody believe it, say louder, amen. Amen. That is why what we require is our faith. Lord, give me grace to walk in faith towards the delivery of this task. That's the prayer we're going to pray this morning. Give me grace to walk in faith. I don't want to walk according to the flesh. I don't want to walk according to experience. I don't want to walk according to my intellect. Give me grace to walk in faith, that every step I'm taking is a faith step. Every word I'm speaking is a faith word, in order to bring full delivery to your plan. Will you rise on your feet with me now and lift your voice and pray that prayer? Lord, give me grace to walk in faith. He said, "This is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he has sent." Lord, give me grace this morning. Give me grace this morning. Give me grace this morning to walk in faith. To walk in faith. To walk in faith. To walk in faith. I receive that grace this morning, that every word I speak will be a faith word, that every step I take will be a faith step. And as a result, I will provoke supernatural dimension of results in the name of Jesus Christ. Are you praying that prayer? Make sure you are speaking to God from the depth of your heart. Give me grace, oh God. Give me grace, oh God. Lift your voice and pray. We are asking for grace. 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 Paul said, "I'm what I am by the grace of God. I labored more than them all, but not I. The grace of God was with me." Lord, I ask for grace that every step I take will be a faith step. Every word I speak will be a faith word, bringing about supernatural results in this season, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I decree so. Now begin to speak right now concerning the harvest of the week. Lord, this week I will see supernatural results. The souls of men shall come
rushing in my direction. There shall be supernatural harvest. Supernatural harvest. As I engage on the harvest field this week, there shall be supernatural results. In the name of Jesus, there shall be supernatural results. In the name of Jesus, this week shall be fruitful. This week shall be fruitful. Supernaturally, in the name of Jesus, as I take faith steps, as I speak faith words, there shall be supernatural results on my behalf, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lift your hand and lift your voice and give glory unto God right now. Give praise unto his name. Celebrate his faithfulness. He's worthy of all praise. He's worthy of all glory. He's worthy of all honor. He's worthy of all adoration. Father, we say thank you, and blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. As you have made your decrees this morning concerning the harvest of the week, it will be supernatural in the name of Jesus. Somebody believe me, say louder, amen. Every week like this provides for you and I a new opportunity to engage for the advancement of God's kingdom and to see the harvest brought unto Jesus. And as we do this week, we shall see that harvest in a greater dimension than ever before, in Jesus' precious name. You believe it, say louder, amen. I said you believe it, say louder, amen. Now you are going to speak concerning the day and concerning the week ahead, declaring the blessings of it. He daily loaded us with benefits. Therefore, speak to it right now and decree what the week has to deliver. Decree what the week has to deliver. Lord, this week opens up for favor. It opens up for advancement and breakthrough. It opens up for productivity. It opens up for good report. No evil tiding. From far and from near, only good news. Breaking forth on every side. Advancing, attaining your goals and purpose all through this week. Thank you, Father, and thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. As you have spoken, so shall it be. The week is declared blessed. A week of testimonies, of good reports, in the name of Jesus Christ. No evil tiding concerning you or concerning anyone connected to you all through this week, in the name of Jesus. So shall it be, in Jesus' precious name. Somebody believe, say loud, amen. Let's share the goodness together in fellowship. Surely God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. It is my year of breaking limits. Then what eyes have not seen nor ears heard shall be your experience all through the year 2020. Congratulations. Amen and amen. Congratulate somebody as you go. Be blessed.